Hey, Mike, come on, let's go. You said you were going to drive Chip and me to school today.
Easy, lad. I'll get you there in time. Just get in the mood.
Yeah, well, listening to cha-cha music isn't going to pull you through that Spanish test next week, El Playboy. You better knuckle down and do some fancy studying.
Señor, that is exactly the kind of studying I'm going to do.
What do you mean?
Fancy studying. Russ Burton's got a Spanish teacher lined up for me. Study with me every night next week.
A Spanish teacher?
That's what I said. I got a hunch she's a shapely señorita.
Well, what do you mean you got a hunch? Don't you know?
Well, I haven't met her yet. We're going to be introduced this morning.
Bob, I had a paper like this filled with equations. Have you seen it anyplace?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, maybe you covered it up.
Don't touch those. I got them just the way I want them. If I'd have seen it, I'd have picked it up. I'm the neatest housekeeper in town, and you know it.
And like Russ says, the only way to learn a romance language is in a warm, relaxed atmosphere. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, maybe you could get her to help me with my Spanish, huh?
No, you don't. You better leave this kind of stuff to your elders.
I worked so late last night, I'm groggy. I have no idea what I did with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got to be around here someplace.
Remember, Bob, you said I could help you with the painting after school.
I suppose I did. I got a big mouth.
Goodbye, Rod.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Mike. Oh. You'll be back Sunday night, then, huh?
Yeah.
Not too late. Have fun and take it easy.
Well, thanks, Dad.
What do you mean Sunday night? Where are you going to be tonight and Saturday night?
Well, I'm going on a skiing trip with Tim and Russ.
A skiing trip in the middle of a school term? Don't you have an exam next week?
Well, sure, but... Well, I'm in great shape with school. You don't think I'd take a chance leaving if I weren't, do you?
Sure you would.
Well, so long.
There's some painting for me.
All right, you can paint the driveway. Steve, that guy's giving you a snow job with real snow.
Well, college is a grind, Bub. Mike could use a little relaxation from his studies.
Yeah, I noticed the way he's been concentrating lately. If he were any more relaxed, he couldn't stand up. Steve, I can see that I'm going to be of no further use in this family. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you for a divorce.
So? On what grounds?
You're spoiling the kids. You've been giving Mike free rein around here, and he's taking advantage of you. He should be given some discipline.
Bub, Mike's not a kid anymore. You don't spank a college man. When a boy gets older, you treat him differently. You know that.
Well, people are going to be getting royal treatment around here because they're getting older. All hail the new king.
I don't know what I did with that paper, but I suppose it'll turn up... somewhere. Joe and I are still trying to work out that problem down at Casey Aeronautics. If we don't lick it today, we're going to have to work over the weekend, I'm afraid.
And that's another thing. In my day, we called our boss Mister.
That's the point. Things have changed, Bob. That's why I say don't worry about Mike. Now, my psychology is to show Mike that I have complete confidence in him. And believe me, with that kind of treatment, he's going to be all right.
It seems to me I read a similar speech by the parent of a man who became very famous.
Oh?
I think it was the mother of Babyface Nelson.
Hi, you guys.
Huh.
Well, where's the señorita?
Where is who?
My Spanish tutor.
Oh, right there. Stand beside you.
Oh, I might have known you'd come up with something like this.
Well, no kidding. Look, this is really wild stuff, isn't it?
Oh, the sleep while you learn method has been in existence for years. It works. While you sleep, the record plays repetitive phrases over and over, and even in one night, you can absorb a few basic words and maybe even a phrase or two.
When I think of the time that I wasted sleeping in class, boy, if I had one of these things turned on, I'd be a genius by now.
Instead of Professor Fowler, you... take a sleeping pill. Okay, can we hear what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Sure. What language are you studying?
Spanish, elementary Spanish.
Okay. Keep in mind that this is not as comprehensive as a regular classroom course. It just gives you the basic fundamentals.
Professor Fowler's back again.
Relax. Be completely relaxed. And let your subconscious do the work for you. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Hey, what happens if you can't sleep? You stay stupid.
Good day. Buenos dias. Buenos dias. Good night. Buenas noches. Buenas noches.
Come on, when are we going to get going? I'm going to miss that moonlight toboggan caper.
Take it easy, will you? Keep it down. I don't want Bub to know I'm setting this up.
But why can't you do this Sunday when we get back?
Because setting up an auxiliary speaker and an automatic control is no simple job. And when I get home Sunday, I don't want to spend half the night working on this thing. I want to go to sleep and study.
Sorry, boss. He can't go in. I gotta help up paint Dad's room. He's depending on me.
Now I gotta wipe this off before it dries.
Oh, come. Look good as a beatnik. Leave it on.
Yeah, well, it might tickle the girls.
How are you? ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está usted?
Oh, come on, Mike. Let's go, huh?
Okay, okay. All I have to do is unplug this, plug it through the automatic control. And I set this up here. Now, turns the machine on at 12 midnight. Plays for 6 hours, turns it off. Then the following midnight, turns it back on and goes through the whole cycle. Pretty clever, huh?
Seems to me like you're doing a lot of work just to get out of doing a little work.
Hey, save that kind of philosophy for the old folks, huh?
Come on now, let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right, now, Rembrandt, let me see you do a little painting. There you go. Down, up. Down, up.
I'm sorry.
It's very nice, very nice. Give me your hand. Here, give it up. I'm sorry, too, now. Come here, and I'll wash you off. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, you guys. I better say goodbye to Bob. Bob, I'm leaving. I just wanted to say... Hey, you got paint all over your face.
Yeah, the brush jumped up and bit me.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say I'm leaving. See you Sunday.
Well, if I had my way, you'd stay home here and do some studying. Now, you take care of yourself up there and don't let the squirrels bite you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bring back the snowball.
Okay.
Bye. Well, now we're all right. Come on, I'll finish this job up for you.
On the local front, predicted showers turning to snow. Perhaps hail later in the afternoon.
There you are. The other network says it's going to be nice and warm tomorrow.
Yeah, we might as well switch back to the other network. As long as I have to drive into the office tomorrow, I might as well drive in good weather. Well, better go up, I guess. Hey, Bob, I don't know whether I can sleep in my room tonight. That paint smell is murder.
Yeah, I noticed that. It smells like the inside of a tunnel full of traffic.
Yeah, maybe I'll sleep down here.
Well, why don't you try Mike's room? He's gone for the weekend.
That's right, I never even thought of it. I still have some homework to do before I go to bed.
Oh, you haven't figured out that problem yet, huh?
You know, and I don't know why we can't get the solution to that thing. It's probably some simple answer that I learned years ago in school.
Well, just get a good night's sleep and you'll have a clear head in the morning.
Subconscious do the work for you. Sleep. 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 Good day. Buenos dias. Buenos dias. Good night. Buenas noches. Buenas noches.
Deep start from Nestle.
Give it to me again, Chuck.
How do you say, where's the post office?
Can
give him a hint like telling him the answer.
No, Bob, I gotta get this on my own. If I only knew the Spanish word for post office, and where, and is.
Hello. No, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. This is 22110. I'm sorry. Adios. Good morning, Bob.
Morning. How'd you sleep in Mike's bed?
Well, it's kind of a weird night. I slept all right, I guess. It was just that, I kept hearing voices all night.
Well, you were probably worried about that engineering problem.
Yeah, I guess that must have been it.
Well, you have your scrambled eggs this morning.
No, same as usual, I guess. Scrambled.
Jeepers, you're gonna take all day? How do you say, where's the post office?
¿Dónde? That means where?
¿Dónde está el correo?
Well, that's right, Dad. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Then how did you know how to say, where's the post office?
I don't know. How did I know?
Well, you probably picked it up watching TV. I learned Japanese watching movies.
Well, no kidding. How do you say, where is the post office in Japanese?
Sayonara.
Bob, maybe you're right, though. I must have picked it up someplace like that.
Here, next page, Chip.
The cow is black.
La vaca es negra.
You want to change your order to Spanish omelet?
I just don't understand this.
Maybe you read this book once or something.
No, I didn't.
Or in Mike's textbook. That's practically the same course as mine, Dad.
Look, I've never read a Spanish book. I don't know how to read Spanish. I don't speak it, and I don't understand it.
Oh, yeah? Well, all I can say is I'm commencing to feel like Desi Arnaz's houseboy.
Dad, is there some reason that you don't want us to know that you speak Spanish?
Of course not. Once and for all, I do not speak Spanish. Of course, I just did, didn't I?
Yes. And there's got to be some explanation for this whole thing. You can't just go to bed and wake up spouting Spanish like a bullfighter. Maybe you were in Spain once or something.
Of course I wasn't in Spain once or something. I'd remember that, wouldn't I?
Maybe it's too painful to remember, Dad. Or maybe...
Oh, for goodness sakes. I tell you, I don't speak Spanish.
How would you say the airplane landed on the field in Spanish?
I don't know. I don't know. You see, that proves I must have just picked up a couple of words someplace, that's all.
Come on, Robbie, let's finish this. How do you say good morning, madam?
Buenos dias, senora.
Dad, are you trying to hide from us that once you were in a Spanish prison?
Don't be ridiculous. As you say, there must be some logical, simple explanation of this whole thing, which... I haven't got time to figure out now, but I'll work on it. I've lost my appetite. I'm going to work. I'll see you all tonight.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Hasta la vista.
Oh, good morning, Steve.
Buenos dias, Jose.
Sorry you had to come in on Saturday. Say, what's with the Spanish jazz?
Hmm? Oh.
I didn't know you spoke Spanish, Steve.
Well, I don't. Well, I do, but, well, what I mean is I didn't speak Spanish before this morning.
You didn't speak Spanish until this morning?
That's right. Look, Joe, let's not talk about it. The whole thing's pretty simple.
Oh, no, it isn't silly at all. This is very interesting. Exactly how much Spanish do you speak?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, who's your teacher?
I don't have a teacher, Joe. I just sort of picked it up.
Where?
I took Spanish pills, Joe.
Oh, no, seriously, Steve, I'm interested.
I don't speak the language, Joe. I just happened to pick up a few words someplace.
You just happened to pick up a few words somewhere?
That's right. Say, you know, I promised Fred Thompson I'd see him this morning on those estimates on the X201, and I'd better get over there before he takes his 10 o'clock martini break. I'll see you, Joe.
Mr. Wansley?
Joe Walters.
I think I found out what you wanted to know about Douglas's future plans. It looks like he's taking that South American offer he had. Well, why else would he learn to speak Spanish?
can't sleep. Are you still at it?
I'm still at it. You know something, Bub? I have never spoken Spanish before. I went back over my whole life, way back to when I was a baby. I couldn't even speak English then. There's only one thing for me to do. Go to a psychiatrist. Maybe he can pull something out of my subconscious or whatever they do.
Yeah? Well, I think you've gone about far enough with this little game.
What little game?
No man can go to bed at night and wake up the next day speaking a language he never heard of before.
Well, I did.
Well, my congratulations.
Thank you.
And if you wake up tomorrow speaking Egyptian, please give my regards to King Farouk. Good night. Oh, and I've got the smell of paint in my room now, so if you're going to use your own room tonight, I'll sleep in Mike's room.
Fine.
Steve, I'm sorry I hollered, but you've got to admit that this Spanish stuff is a little difficult to believe.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Again.
Relax. Be completely relaxed. And let your subconscious do the work for you. Sleep. 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 Good day. Buenos dias. Buenos dias.
Gosh, what a night.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Voices. I bet I didn't sleep a wink all night.
I'm making my own breakfast, Bub.
Well, bully for you. That's a little help.
Hi, morning.
Hi.
You boys got up kind of early for a Sunday morning, didn't you?
Hey, Dad, did you find out how come you can speak Spanish?
No, I didn't.
Well, you're not going to confess, huh?
Look, you're acting as though I delivered the preamble to the Constitution in Spanish. I just said a few phrases, that's all. Now, let's forget the whole thing, shall we?
Right. Come on, Dad. Try it once more. How do you say I like breakfast?
Now, look, Rob.
Me gusta desayuno.
Bob, it just can't be coincidence that we each slept in this room one night and woke up the next morning speaking a language we don't even know. There's got to be a reason for it.
Well, we both heard voices.
That's right. Now, that must have had something to do with it, but where did the voices come from?
Maybe that record player.
Yeah.
I didn't turn it on, did you?
No. Hey, look at here. He's got it hooked up to an automatic timer.
Automatic, huh?
And it's set for 12 midnight. Hmm. That's it. Let me turn it on manually.
Relax. Be completely relaxed. Let your subconscious do the work for you.
Look here.
Sleep.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah.
It's a language learning record. Learn while you sleep.
See. How do you like that little rascal? That's why he can duck out and still get his homework done.
Yeah, pretty tricky.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess you can't learn from a thing like this. We didn't. But it can't compare with being taught in a classroom by a teacher.
No. Now, do you admit that you've been too soft with Mike? Look at the stunt he's pulling to get through school easy.
Yeah. Well, a thing like this can work two ways, Bob.
I don't know what you mean.
You'll find out.
Dad, I told you I was going on that skiing trip next weekend. Well, I've canceled that because I better stay home and study some of my weaker subjects.
Fine, Mike. What do you do best?
Wait, yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you later.
Well, okay. Psychology works both ways. How'd you do it?
Now you're asleep, Mike. You are fast asleep. Now remember this. Old age may be the golden years, but the years we spend in school are the platinum years. And to waste one moment of this precious time is to forfeit any right we have to share in the wonderful experience of learning.
You sound a little like an announcer I knew in Burlington, Iowa.
Now you're asleep, Mike. You are fast asleep.
I repeated it 28 times.
Now remember.
Well, it's sunk in.
Old age may be the golden years, but the years we spend in school are the platinum.
Hello. Oh, yes, Joe. I'm fine. Say, Joe, I found out how I came to be speaking Spanish. It's a crazy thing, but... A raise? Well, of course, I'm always glad to get a raise, Joe, but... Oh. No, I... Well, yes, as a matter of fact, Joe, I was considering an offer. Well, of course not, Joe. If you don't want me to, I won't go to South America. No. Well, thanks again, Joe. Right. Goodbye.
What's that about a raise in pay?
Well, I must have said something that psychologically set him up for a raise in pay.
But what was it?
I don't know. But subconsciously, Bob, I must be a very clever man. Adios, amigo.
Hasta la vista, hombre.
This weekend, put away your watch, because we're airing My Three Sons in extra-long episodes. So our schedule is off the standard clock. But who cares what time it is? It's time for more My Three Sons, only on TV Land.